JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
The Girl Guides Association in Jamaica is celebrating 100 years. Stay with us as we highlight some of the activities to commemorate this major milestone. And later, we'll talk about chocolate in glimpses of Jamaica. Thanks for joining us.
The Girl Guides Association of Jamaica started in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, in the year 1915. As such, we're celebrating 100 years this year. We're a member of the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts, WAGS, and maintain partnership with organizations such as the CVSS. The primary aim of the association is to empower girls and young women to discover their full potential.
That was Commissioner in Charge of Marketing and Communication at the Girl Guides Association of Jamaica, Tristan Brown. For its 100th anniversary, the association will be hosting a number of activities throughout the year under the theme Fueling the Guiding Flame. On February 28, there will be an international expo to showcase guiding across the world. On March 15, the association will be having a luncheon and awards ceremony. Then from July 11 to 17, they'll be hosting a national anniversary camp, which will see 100 girls across Jamaica coming together to learn various skills and participate in a number of activities.
In October, which is usually our cookie month, we hope to see the creation of a special cookie for the association, and we have made plans to have some commemorative stamps created.
Commissioner in Charge of Marketing and Communication at the Girl Guides Association of Jamaica, Tristan Brown. There will be other activities taking place in the various divisions throughout the year.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Vision 2030 is a plan for Jamaica by Jamaicans, and everyone has to play a part in transforming Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now, Basil Rowe tells us about chocolate.
The chocolate was extracted from the cocoa seed. The cocoa seed was put in the sun to dry, and then would be parched on the fire, and then it was beaten in a mortar, what we call a mortar, until it becomes like to a paste. And then my mother used to roll it in her hands in, you know, round shapes or something kind of some long shapes, and then, you know, when grated, it made fine tea or, you know, drink. It's very hot with cow's milk.
If you wish to share your glimpse of Jamaica, all you have to do is send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm, or you can also give us a call at 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of another journey, Roundabout JA. With Studio Engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.